T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And here we go, the top 5 things you need to know for today, this 30th of July. All right, well, we start off with a great story. It's number 5. You know, dogs in the past have been known for, well, sniffing drugs out at the airport. And also, some of them have been detecting cancer, I guess, inside of people. They're able to smell it because their smell is like 10,000 times more accurate than ours. Well,
you got
now
beautiful noses.
Yeah, well, now in Germany, they're looking to have dogs smell the coronavirus on people. And the dogs were asked to sniff samples from 1,000 people. They were 94% accurate.
Whoa.
That is incredible.
94.7% accurate?
That's right.
Sure. Yeah, I left it off because I didn't want people to think the number was fake and we're trying to make it our frequency. but anyway, that's great. That's great that dogs can do this, although unfortunate if they run up to you. Okay.
No.
In this case,
that's
anyway.
True. No, that's true. Case, you're scared. Number 4 thing you need to know is you can help the economy, and maybe actually your kids can help the economy. Mm-hmm. The U.S. Mint is asking for help with a coin shortage because the demand for coins has exceeded the available supply that's out there. So there are an adequate amount of coins in the economy, but the slow pace of circulation because of the pandemic and because the Mint hasn't been able to go back to their regular circulation patterns is causing a problem. So if you have any coins at home, if your kids have the piggy banks, have them bring them to the bank and turn them in and help do their part. Like my son brought his piggy bank in the other day. It was $112 worth of coins.
Wow. Did he get more money for it? Because I would jack up the prices now. I mean, they're really in demand. Yeah.
Wait, now, he just brought it in, like didn't roll it up, and they just took it and gave him the money? Or
they actually ask that you not roll it up because it's harder for them because then they have to peel it all open and count it. And what you can do is you can call around to your bank, find out which one of the banks has a coin machine. So
right.
One of my banks. Yeah, like not a Coinstar because they charge you.
But
right,
some banks
like
do
that.
It for free.
Yes, like the Coinstar. But if you go to your own bank may have one. And we found like one of our branches in Springfield had one. So, you know, my son, look at my son doing his part for the economy, huh?
Go America.
That's great. Way to pitch in. Way to pitch in. All right. Here we go. Number 3, some mannequins doing their part to keep people socially distanced. In China, there's a restaurant there in Tokyo that's using mannequins to keep customers socially distanced at restaurants. Some restaurant is using 16 lifelike mannequins at every other table. The owner says, hey, when people drive by, it looks like it's packed. But once people get in here, I don't know, people might keep driving by. I don't know if they think it's packed. But when you get in there, there's some mannequins around there. I'm just wondering about that situation where two guys are out there and one guy's like, hey, I think that woman's checking me out. The other dude's like, put on your glasses, man. She's a mannequin.
She never stops staring at
me. Yes. And when I walked by, her head fell off. I don't know. Weird.
Oh.
Yeah. Awkward.
All right. Number 2 thing you need to know is, oh, this is a sore spot for a lot of people. Now, Connecticut's already taken some action, and I suspect Massachusetts will be close behind. But new rates by Eversource went into effect on July 1st. Customers are seeing their bills go up hugely. Like now, this is what they're saying in Connecticut, that they went into effect July 1st. But I checked my bill from April, and it looks like my delivery charge for my electricity doubled. So I'm paying about $230 for a delivery charge per month. A lot of people are experiencing $600 electricity bills.
Yeah, that was mine in Connecticut, although I hooked up 5 washing machines. So, but no.
But
honestly, in Connecticut, mine was like huge, more than twice.
Been,
so I wonder if, you know, investigations
it's been going
are needed.
Up
something's
a lot
going
fast.
On.
Yeah.
So Connecticut's looking into it, and I encourage people in Massachusetts, you guys got to complain about this. My mom wrote into WWLP to their iTeam. Hopefully they investigate this, but something's wrong here.
But it could be better quality, you know, energy.
Really? Because my power goes out all the time. All the time.
That's some gold electricity there. Yep. And the most important thing you could possibly ever need to know today is that the Mars Perseverance rover is launching today. They're expecting it to launch today, I guess, unless there's a big issue. But it's the 9th robot to go to Mars. And it's going to, of course, look for evidence of life on there. It's going to see if it was once inhabited. But also, oxygen-generating technology is going to be delivered there for a planned manned mission in the future to plant an American flag on Mars. And it's also carrying a meteorite from Mars back to Mars because Mars asked for it. They said, you know what? You can't just steal our rocks. We want it back.
Right. They're protected and everything. Yeah, I get it.
That's right. So it's going to, the pre-launch coverage starts at 7 o'clock this morning. You can watch it online.
All right. And those are the top five things you need to know. We got round two coming up next hour with 94.7 WMAS. Here we go with round two of the top five things you need to know for today on this 30th of July. We gave you the previous five last hour. And now let's get to it. Boy, oh boy. If you've ever ordered Uber Eats or DoorDash, I haven't had really good experiences with it because I've had a lot of those broken security labels. But this is even worse. An Uber Eater, he was an Uber Eater, I guess, but a driver for Uber, he was delivering some buffalo wings to this guy. And this guy was waiting for his wings when he caught the Uber Eater, the delivery driver, chowing down his Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah, he ordered 15 pieces, and he caught the guy eating his wings on the front lawn, and the driver told him he was just really hungry. And he said, you know what, I'll give you your money back, but you're not getting the wings apparently back. But I guess if you're hungry, you're hungry, you know? Got to do what you got to do.
Number four thing you need to know is drive-in movie night on the baseball field of the Boys and Girls Club in Springfield is happening tomorrow night.
And they've got a huge screen, too. It's gigantic.
So the gates open at 6:30, the movie's at 8, and cars pay a donation of $25 to enter. Plus, they do have the option to purchase concessions from a local food truck once you get inside. Mm-hmm. And this month's movie is going to be Sonic the Hedgehog.
I want to see that.
Love that. Jim Carrey's in that one. I've seen that with my daughter. Yeah, good movie.
Good one.
Sure. All right. Well, you know, we were just talking about Buffalo Wild Wings. How about some KFC talk now? I guess it's all about chicken with me today. But KFC just celebrated National Lipstick Day and National Hot Wing Day yesterday by launching a new hot wing flavored lipstick. Ooh. How great is this? I'll even
Sounds
start
dirty.
Wearing lipstick. I know. God forbid you have chapped lips. That would just
feel so good.
I'm on fire, but it's got hot wings and some chili oils in there as well. There's a limited number of sticks and maybe some chapstick afterwards once you burn your chap lips. All right. So what's next, Dina?
Number two thing you need to know is TripAdvisor released its 25 best beaches, and Race Point Beach in Provincetown, one of only two New England beaches to get on the top 25 list. It ranks number 21, and Maine's Algonquin Beach was the only other beach in the Northeast to make the list at number 15. Florida and Hawaii, they take up the rest. But hey, let's remember, you know, Florida's where all that coronavirus is.
And sharks.
Rampant, so. Mm-hmm. And sharks.
A lot more sharks. It kind of takes it down a notch for me when it comes to best beaches.
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
And the most important thing you possibly ever need to know today is that Funko Pops, those adorable Funko toys that are plastic with giant heads, I got to explain to Chris Kellogg every time.
Like every
toys,
day.
They just launch. Because you don't understand what they are.
Every day you have them in the news. What's up today?
I think they're lollipops.
So they did a Christmas in July thing where they have a whole bunch of like Christmas ones that are like Batman, Superman, all DC superheroes, and the Flash with Christmas decorations on them. They're going to be at different places, but they also came out with Funko Pop plushies for Christmas, including a Scrooge Batman, which is adorable, and also a Superman t-shirt of the Funko Pop of Superman. So you'll be able to get those all over the place at Walmart, Hot Topic, and Target. So check those out.
Dina.
You better check your email. I sent you more Funko Pop Christmas stuff.
That's nice. Dina, I just think.
What?
I think Lopez is pushing for his own pop. I mean, he's talking about this like 3 days this week. I think you're pushing for your own pop.
I wouldn't complain about a Funko Pop with my head.
There are so many out there. I'll bet we could find one that actually does look like him.
Yeah, we could carve it out a little
bit. The Robert Pattinson one from Twilight.
Repaint it a little bit. We'll be good. All right. Well, that's the top five things you need to know. If you missed any of them this morning from this hour or last hour, they are available by podcast at 947WMAS.com after the show and also on radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.